This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. Hour number two of What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin today. He's on winter break. Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.org. Great people doing great things. Freedom Matters USA. It does matter. Freedom. Kind of seems to be the winning message, isn't it? All right, lots going on. We're going to chat with Lynn Helms here in just a couple of minutes. The main man, they came up with the, he's the Mineral Resources Director in the state of North Dakota. And there is a Department of Mineral Resources, main man. Anyway, there's they call it the Director's Cut, the production numbers in North Dakota. And we'll just get caught up with Lynn on that here in just a bit. We're brought to you by our friends at Action Movers, and Action Movers is hiring, number one. Number two, if you're moving, and I would imagine more than likely, if you're listening to my voice right now, be in the state of North Dakota, you're probably good with where you are. Minnesota, I don't know, you might want to think about Action Movers. Because Tim Walz is continuing to sit on $17 billion of our dollars, but I digress. Action Movers now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. Lowest advertised rate in 20 years. It's $99 an hour, two guys in a truck. Promo code is Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Best movers in the state, professionally trained, background check, great people. Action Movers, 2A in action, actionmovers.com. Find out more. Best moving company since 1932, family-owned, veteran-owned. Call them with any moving question. If you got a a spring or a summer move coming up, 701-566-5532, or you know some family or friends that are moving to the neighborhood, 701-566-5532. Promo code is Scott. Take advantage of the great offer. $99 an hour, two men and a truck. When you say the word, say Scott. And, of course, that's for main man, Scotty Hennin, back on, he'll be back on Monday, I believe. For family breaks. Couple of texts weighing in. The text line, 701-237-1590. Thanks for hanging out with me, by the way, today. We had a great Christmas. Santa was good to you and the family and friends. Looked like across the board, everybody. My friend Stacy is battling cancer. Her and her hubby Bruce, thinking about you guys, praying about you guys. Sucks having Christmas at the hospital, if you're working. God bless our military, our law enforcement, our first responders. All of those that, even the folks manning the convenience store, keeping the gas pumps open so we can travel. Let's see, another text here. Schumer wants the masses of illegals crossing the border to give them voting rights. But are they going to vote Democrat if they have to live in a tent and on the streets of our country is converted into a third world nation? It's another stepping stone to destroy this nation. So Klaus Schwab, Soros, the Obamas, global elite. Try and bring the one world government into existence. You know, I read all about that with the Great Reset and all of that. Man, I just don't know that you're going to sell any serious number of people on any of that. Yeah, the media talks about it. Yeah, there's people that buy into it. Yeah, it's a thing. But when it comes right down to it, anybody buy into one world? I mean, come on, man. Oh, let's see. In and around Fargo, Moorhead text into the studio. Accident I-29 north and on-ramp from I-94, traffic down to one lane. So if you're in Fargo, Moorhead, northbound I-29 at 94, accident down to one lane, and the on-ramp from 94 going northbound on 29. So thank you. Yeah, any roads are still slicked up, man. It is. I mean, it is warming up. That wind's still cranking pretty good. Let's see here. It's getting hard to tell who all is part of the swamp establishment after Tom Cotton voted for the omnibus. So I think it's time to quote an old gangster movie. Either he is too dumb to see what has been going on, or he is in on it. Either way, he needs to be fired from Casino. So I feel about the establishment that has had power and said and done nothing for 16 years. No question about it. I don't know how you even could vote for the, what was there, 16 or 17 senators that voted for that nonsense? Why can't you just say no? Shut it down. Essentially, I don't know why that's so hard. No, you're not going to get $30 million for some hiking trail, Michelle Obama's name on it. What is wrong with you people? Hi, what's on your mind? Who's this?
Kev, what's up? It's Ty.
Hey, Ty.
Unfortunately, I happen to be just passed on 29 right now, right into this accident. Tell everybody to stay away. It's really serious. It's right where the 29 and where the two intersections beat by that big Budweiser sign going north on 29, right before you get the exit to the mall. So it's locked down right there. They got the whole thing stopped. Tell everybody to go around, please. They don't need any more cars there. But something serious happened, man. We got to pray for them.
Okay. Done deal. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the update. There you go. Thanks, Ty. Yeah, if you're in around Fargo, that's where they're dealing with that. Oh, let's see here. Another text in. Who's getting the land from the people leaving Central America? The government of those countries and political NGOs from Britain and the U.S. are behind the push to get these people to America. And they take over what's the land worth there, though? I mean, that's kind of my thing. It's like, okay, well, the government, what are they making? I mean, there's not as nearly the global market for cocaine that there used to be. Now you got the meth, you got the whatever, you got all the other things. And coffee. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the land worth that much for them to be taking it. Clearly, though, someone's benefiting if there are landowners leaving their land. I mean, and how bad does it have to be there for you to leave your property there, leave your land there, to come here and live in a tent? I don't know. Maybe they have a different conception, you know, of what it's like here. But what is really most disturbing, aside from the 300 plus a day people, kids, whoever, that are dying from fentanyl in this country every day, is the trafficking. Now, imagine that, and you look at these lines of people. Look at the busloads going here and there. Where are the women and the children? It seems a lot of them are in line when they get here, but when they get off the buses and they're here or there, I just don't see a lot of them. Maybe I'm missing it. But we know for a fact, numerous cases, people have come across, young girls and boys, women, they were told, this is your sponsor when you get to the other side. You know, we'll give you a deal here to get you in the country. Well, maybe you don't have to pay the $8,000 or the $12,000 to get in. Or you call this person, they're your sponsor. And I say that with air quotes, your sponsor. Here's your sponsor. You call them when you get there. Well, if you're a young woman, you call your, what do you know? Who do you know? No one. You have one number in your pocket. Maybe you even had to memorize it because you can't come over with any documentation. So you call this sponsor. They don't know who they are. This is happening every day. Next thing you know, the sponsor's there to take care of them. And 126, you got a plane load of kids, women, going somewhere. Who knows where? Buses of them going to states where they're, and there's been more than one whistleblower on this. Okay? They're busing them to points in Texas. They're getting on planes with these NGOs. The NGOs own these planes. It's a ministry out of Haiti that was doing a lot of this. They're still doing it every day. The global sex trade, I mean, imagine where and what those young women are worth globally. Yeah, get them in here. We can control them. Get them on buses. Get them on planes. Send them where we need them. That's kind of appalling to me. It's the work of the devil. I don't know how you put it any other way. Hi, what's on your mind? Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, what's up?
Again.
Hey, Jim.
Well, you know, see, you were talking about pet peeves the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And my pet peeve is where people would bring into this world children they cannot afford to take care of. They rely on those pictures on TV where they're asking for donations because their children are starving. They're in this impoverished country.
Yep.
Well, I guess they're bringing them to the border now because they weren't getting enough donations from now they're just bringing their taxpayer problems. Or they're bringing, instead of getting the donations, they're going to just go right to the source.
Yeah.
The taxpayer dollars.
No question. And that's clearly what's happening. But when are we out of money? I mean, when are we full? When are we homeless? When are we all broke? Because we just, you know, when do we become Venezuela? At this rate, it's going to be sooner than later, I would think. But I don't know. Weigh in, 701-271-1100. Thanks, Jimbo. You're the best.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Craigness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition, 27th of December. We're post Christmas, pre New Year's, my friend. New Year's plans, New Year's Eve, getting ready to rock and roll. Coming up on Saturday night into a new year, 2023. Hopefully, the nightmare at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will be over sooner than later. We'll see how it all rolls out. Coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.org, to find out the great work they do. Also brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Let me just tell you this. He's got all kinds of after-Christmas sales going on. There's all kinds of specials. You know, we used to just talk about My Pillow. You had the basic pillow and the premium pillow. Then you got slippers. Then you got sheets. Now you got bed mattress toppers and, I mean, pet beds. And there is so much awesome stuff on there. I can't even tell you how much I love the slippers. The slippers are the best. Chris, you have a pair of the slippers. I mean, they're just the best. And
oh, they're great. Anything from Mike is great.
Yeah, they're all good. But just know this. When you shop at MyPillow.com, there's a five-letter word you need to know, and that's Scott. Your buddy Scott, S-C-O-T-T, gets you the deals. MyPillow.com, whether you're shopping for slippers or beautiful percale sheets or the Giza Dream sheets, the pillows, whatever, body pillow, just remember Scott. The deal gets nothing but better when you use that promo code. S-C-O-T-T, pretty simple. And he's got coffee now, too. Mike's doing locally sourced coffee, which is fantastic. I haven't tried it yet, but I hear it's great. So he's got My Coffee. He's even got a podcast going for it. So find out more at MyPillow. My Coffee, I believe. MyPillow.com. Promo code's always Scott. And say hey when you stop in. 22 past the hour. I'm, you know, getting through a couple of texts here. We're going to catch up with Sean Doberstein at the top or the bottom of the hour coming up here in just a few minutes. He's the executive director at Hector International Airport in Fargo. Another 1,000 flights canceled today. After yesterday, 2/3 of the flights that Southwest Airlines had yesterday canceled. And now you've got 1,000 more today. Nightmare for if you're traveling. And I know it's tough, but man, take it a tip from Uncle Kev, who's spent a lot of years traveling back to the North Country from points down south and all over the country at this time of year. It's a crapshoot. When you go, you expect, I literally take trips this time of year when I used to, now I know better. I just won't fly. But you go, you just have to expect the worst. I mean, it's that the standard deal is going to be, you're going to probably not make your connector. You're probably going to spend a lot of time in an airport, et cetera, et cetera. And, this, you know, have zero expectations and you won't be disappointed. A couple of texts in. Ask Tommy Fisher how the Biden decision has affected him. His business in North Dakota has not suffered. He's a sand and gravel guy. He does, you know, roads. He does, you know, road work. He's sand and gravel guy. He just came up with a great design on that baller wall that really made a lot of sense. He put a lot of thought into it and spent a lot of money on it and got rewarded with a great contract until the contract got pulled out from under him. And he got I know that for one thing that he did not get any reimbursement for the materials they already had. Or, you know, it was stopped immediately. The checks got, everything stopped. Canceled contracts, you're done. So, and I know they were getting paid for a while, but that's over two now, so. Let's see another text. How do the millions manage to walk thousands of miles across water and not once charge their smartphone? They're charging it all the way up. There's spots all over in Mexico. I'm sure you can charge your phone. Who knows? We got plug-ins on the bus. Whole thing stinks to high heaven. Texter says, hey, guys, every Republican senator should be asked this week in regards to leadership, are you a yes or a no for McConnell in 2024. If they can't answer no, they will have been exposed. Boy, does he need to go. Does Mitch McConnell and the entire establishment need to go? Schumer, we know Pelosi's going to, well, she just vacated the gavel. If she runs again, San Francisco, you know, will reelect her. Schumer, McConnell, all of them. Pat Leahy. Just go away. But another texter made a great point about Tom Cotton voting for the omnibus and the people in the 17, whatever it was, the Republican senators that voted for this nonsense. I don't know how you look at that and all of the earmarks and the pork in that bad boy and say, yeah, it's all good. What did we just spend? $5 trillion? Here's another $1.7 trillion. To avoid a government shutdown. Anybody care if the government stays open anymore? I mean, really? Shut it down. And when did hiking trails and LGBTQ pride centers and museums become essential government services that need, supposedly on an omnibus, it's supposed to be the bare minimum. It's supposed to be what we need to keep the government running. This is how it was sold 20 years ago. We're going to do this, just keep it open until we can get back and figure out a budget. And then they did it again and again and again, and we're still doing it 20 years later. No balanced budget amendment, no balanced budget period. We pile it all in there to keep the government funded, to avoid a government shutdown. Got to do that. Because, you know, it's imperative that the Michelle Obama hiking trail in Georgia get its funding for our government to function. Right? Thoughts, 701-271-1100. You can leave a message, 855-200-1776. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Or if you want to shoot an email, studio@flagfamily.com. Linda says, why are so many illegals waiting to cross the border if Title 42 is discontinued, while so many other illegals are just crossing when they feel like it? They might be sick. I think part of the basic screening is just, you know, do you have a, they take a temperature. I think they take someone, they might be sick, you might be disabled. That's a great question though. That's a great question. I don't know how that breaks down. But that is a great question. You know, why not? Just, I mean, whether you're sick, I don't. But I know it has to do with health. Obviously, it has to do with the COVID deal, with the pandemic. So that's what I know there. Any other texts in? I think we're caught up there. Keep them coming. Grab line one. Oh no! Hang on just a second. Let me do that. There we go. Hi, who's this?
This is Ray.
Hey Ray.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey man, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How was your holiday? How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was pretty good. I mean, how do I sound on this phone? Because this is one thing I got for Christmas.
Oh, you're good. You're good so far.
Okay, great. Hey, I was calling about, somebody was complaining about President Trump taking those golfing vacations. He probably owned those golf courses. First of all, I seriously doubt creepy Joe Biden owned St. Croix. And this is what I want to know. Is St. Croix part of the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Oh, I lost you after Virgin Islands.
Oh, is St. Croix part of the U.S.
Yes.
Virgin Islands?
Yes, it is, yep.
Well, then creepy Joe Biden probably thought it was one of the 57 states that we have.
Yeah, it's not that far. Come on, I got hairy legs. Get on there.
And I was thinking, too, on these canceled flights, I think a lot of our American citizens are sitting in the airports. They claim it's the weather. I think it's because they're taking the airplanes to fly these immigrants to their destinations.
Well, that's a great observation. I don't think that they're using that many airplanes to do that, but they're clearly selling tickets they don't have seats for. Sean Doberstein from the airport.
You heard the
up.
News that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
USA News Update. At least 25 people have died as a result of a winter storm in Buffalo, New York, with officials saying the number could rise. Across the country, 1 million energy customers lost power and thousands of flights were canceled. Southwest Airlines canceled more than two-thirds of its flights Monday, and that's not all. Today and tomorrow, Wednesday, they will be having more cancellations. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the devastation from the once-in-a-lifetime storm in the Empire State.
Fortunately, we know that there'll be more numbers that'll be being unveiled as soon as they're actually confirmed, but there is substantial.
Incoming Congressman George Santos, the Republican from New York, admitted in two interviews Monday of embellishing parts of his resume and said that he still plans to be sworn in at the start of the new Congress January 3rd. Monday Night Football last night, the Chargers beat the Colts 20-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flint sitting in for Scott Henin today and the rest of the week. Scotty's on winter break. Chris Larson, our main man, is hanging out with me. And Root DeFargo and from Mayville, and going to be on with us all this week. You got a road report, you said? What's going on? Where are you?
Yeah, so we're traveling right now southbound I-29 and just past the Grandin area. Right now we're driving about 40 miles an hour. There's a lot of drifting snow. The plows don't seem to have been on the southbound lanes at all, but I just saw a plow flying down the northbound lane, so definitely do be careful. It is slick in spots, but as long as you give yourself a lot of room between you and the big rigs, you should be fine.
You know, we went, we were down in Aberdeen and went down on, what day did we go? Saturday morning. And 29 in North Dakota heading southbound, the left lane was actually better than the driving lane in the right lane. So everybody was driving in what I call the fast lane. When we got into South Dakota, it was a little better. Both lane-wise, but nothing's let up. And the winds are coming from the opposite direction they've been coming for a week, as Dean said earlier. So the drifts that were over there are now over there. All right, buddy, we'll travel safe.
Did Dean say when those winds are supposed to die down? I don't remember.
Yeah, today and tomorrow. By tomorrow, we'll be pretty calm. All right, buddy, travel safe, and we'll see you when you get here. Linked up with our main man, Sean Doberstein. Sean is the executive director at Hector Airport in Fargo. Just thought we'd touch base on, and I'm sure, you know, there's no doubt when you've got, you know, Southwest affected the way they are. This is not a destination for Southwest Airlines. But Sean, is everything you've seen, are they pretty much the biggest problem, so to speak, in the last couple of days has been all the Southwest cancellations?
It appears to be, based on the reports that we've received, that they've been the airline that's been impacted the most.
How about carriers that service Fargo-Moorhead? How's Chicago been, Minneapolis, Denver? How's our hubs and our inbound, outbound going?
It's been spotty. Obviously, this started last week with Chicago and then some issues in Denver as well, and Minneapolis with some delays with the snow that was happening there, and, of course, our own weather here in Fargo. So we weren't immune to it. We had a number of flights that were canceled last week, and of course a number that were significantly delayed and or then later canceled because of various reasons, whether it was the rate of snowfall, like on Christmas Day, which I think it turned out to be one of the busier days of the year for us. You know, it was snowing at a rate that they couldn't de-ice near the gate area. They had to be escorted out towards the end of the airfield near the proximity to the end of the runway they were departing from.
Yeah.
And even then, there were challenges with that just because of the rate of snow there for a period of time. But did get quite a few flights out. Some were canceled. Obviously, crews would time out, and then other situations, if it was aircraft mechanicals or what have you. But a lot of frustration.
When it comes to the industry, and Sean, we've been friends for a long time. I know you're the guy that kind of, you know, follows it, has your finger on the pulse of what's going on. I mean, And we still are. And let's talk about pilots. Let's talk about, crews, flight crews. Let's talk about ground help. I mean, all of it is adding. How is the industry doing overall? I mean, it would seem to me that'd be the first sign indicator that we're going to have to cancel some flights, just because when you put all those together, if you don't have that all working together, you're not flying.
No, it's frustrating. I mean, workforce has been an issue in the airline industry for some time, and just like other industries around the country, and it remains so. Shortage of pilots and flight crews, shortage of ground workers that the airline contractors hire. Here in Fargo, we have United Ground Express that handles the United Flights worldwide flight services, that handles Allegiant and Sun Country. We have Envoy that handles American, and then Unify that handles Delta and Frontier flights. And they too struggle to get employees here, and then let alone if you have some illness, you also have some employees that weren't able to make it to work because of the weather, what have you. It all compounds itself, and we're not any different than a number of other airports that we're dealing with this horrendous storm situation that we had. We never closed the airport. We did drop below minimums a few times, which, aircraft need a half mile to land, a quarter mile to take off. So we were hovering at or just below minimums for a few hours throughout this storm period over the last week, but didn't close. I know I see Sioux Falls closed for about a day and a half, just because of there was nothing else that they could do with visibility and so forth.
But, well, that's, I mean,
it's a challenge.
Yeah, it's a different, I mean, we live in a different part of the world up here. I mean, the cold weather presents all sorts of problems that, Atlanta's never going to deal with.
Yeah, and there's hundreds of people that were impacted here, and probably tens of thousands around the country. And when your flight's canceled at this time of the year, the next available flight is full. If it's if you get canceled today, Tuesday out of Fargo, and when's the next available flight going to be where they have a seat for you? It might be a couple of days or 3 days. That probably doesn't fit into your travel plans, because I can tell you now that you get to Christmas of 2023, it's a busy time of the travel year, and if you have a flight disruption for any reason, it's going to be very, very difficult for that airline to reaccommodate you on a later flight, just because the demand is so strong during the holiday season that it makes it very, very difficult to reaccommodate passengers that have been on a irregular operation or disrupted flight or canceled flight.
You know what, I had a brainstorm about this over the weekend, Sean. See what you think. I think you ever been on a tour bus where they have bunks on a tour bus? You know, they have the bunks, they're like three bunks on top of each other. I think we need to come up with some sort of stranded bunks at the airports. So we could put, like a bunch of kiosks where you could have like a bunk. You put a little money in there, whatever it takes. Then you have a little bed, a little spot in there. You have a little TV maybe in there. And, I think we put thousands of them in these airports where this is happening. It'll make sleeping on the floor, a thing of the past. What do you think?
Well, that's certainly a possibility if there's space for that. A lot of the larger hubs do have cots that they bring out, Minneapolis, Denver, Chicago.
I know.
in some cases, but they're limited. Here in Fargo, at least, with few exceptions, most people are able to, get home. We're in close proximity to the city, and between the state and the city, they do a great job keeping the roads clear. So we can always get people into, hotel areas within the Fargo-Moorhead area. So very seldom do we have people that actually get stranded or stay in the terminal here.
Last time we were stranded, I think I put about $30 in the massage chair and just let it go so I didn't have to go anywhere. I just stayed there. But all right, buddy. Well, thanks for the update. Keep the faith. Keep doing the great work you do at Hector, and we'll talk soon.
Well, I have a lot of good help, and I'm very blessed to have that. So
that's for
sure. Thanks for the call.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. Sean Doberstein is the executive director, Hector Airport. Again, two-thirds of the flights out of Los Angeles canceled yesterday. Another 1,000 canceled today. I mean, and there's a lot of people, there's a few of them here, that are spending the day and the night, whatever, a day or two at LAX, which is a very large airport. The beach is only about 8 blocks away. You can probably just go get a tent somewhere and go hang out there. But here's some of the folks that were stranded.
The line is the length of Southwest and wrapping around.
Website crashed. The ticket agents, their system crashed.
Baltimore is neither where my kids live, it's not where I live, it's just a stopover.
Christmas was just ruined. This was the worst Christmas ever. I wish it was not like this.
I just found that it was canceled. I didn't get any notice on my text or email or phone.
The flight from Phoenix got delayed by 7 hours, and they canceled my flight from Phoenix to Houston, so I'm here stuck at the airport. They were supposed to get my luggage back. I've been looking since last night. Luggage is nowhere to be found, and just stuck here. Thousands of people have been stranded, flights canceled, and the airport, the personnel don't have an idea. Whenever you ask them what's going on, they said, we don't know.
Well, they don't know. And that's, you know, again, that's the roll of the dice you take when you travel by air this time of year. And, you know, especially when you're going into that. And Dino had the great warning of change your connection, change your, if you're going through Chicago, if you're flying through points, you know, even like Nashville and points out east. But I just, and, you know, if you're thinking about this and this is happening and next year you're planning any time during the holidays, boy, I don't see a fix anytime soon for any of this. And when it comes to, like you're talking about, ground crews, flight crews, pilots, gate personnel, I mean, all of it. And then you add sickness and some storms and this. That's how fast it happens, my friend. So, might want to think about driving. But then you look at the gas prices and go, I think I might just want to stay home, Netflix, and chill. That's what I'm thinking, Chris. Little hot toddy, maybe a for this week, maybe a Tom and Jerry and some series of something, and just stay right where I'm at. That's kind of my plan. Text in 701-237-1590. Man, I'm getting a lot of them. Thank you. Christ said he came not to destroy the law or the prophets. Christ reveals in Revelation his prophecy of the beast power that will desire to be worshipped and rule the world, influenced by Satan. It's going to happen because God fulfills what he says and the warnings he gives to repent to the nth degree. I saw a thing over the weekend. It was a after-school program somewhere in California where they have a Satan club. I'm not kidding you. Like a little, they said it was like, oh, like any other club. You know, you got FHA, you got FAA, whatever, you know, you got the 4-H, I don't know. And you got the Satan Club. And the two people I saw interviewed about it were really quite unique. They were both moms, parents. I use that term loosely with these women, these people. But yeah, no big deal. Have a little Satan Club after work, after school. Let's see here. Another text in. More voting on the omnibus and the rhinos that did. Try crossing North Korea's border uninvited. Yeah. Yeah. That'll work out real well for you. And pick a country. Where is this happening? Emailer says, hey, guys, I was a civilian employee for U.S. Northcom, working in Virginia for 5 years. When it came to government shutdowns, everyone wanted to be an essential employee. So they were guaranteed a continuous paycheck. When it came to work being canceled due to a snowstorm, except for essential employees, hardly anyone showed up for work. We should close the government, pay only those people who physically show up during the snowstorms, the truly essential. That from Dan, P.S. He said, I don't think people realize how exhausting speaking for 3 hours can be. You're doing great. Oh, hey, no problem, man. Yeah, plenty to talk about. And I have some Hall's lozenges, so I'm good to go. But, yeah, well, thanks, Dan. I appreciate the kind words. Yeah, a couple of more stories I saw, one on the Kerry Lake. The Kerry Lake legal proceed, and this is a Republican judge in Arizona, shot down her challenge, which tells me after seeing, I would say I watched 80% of the testimony from that thing. It was all streamed on Rumble. That somehow, some way, this judge, I don't know if it's a cartel or who's got this judge, but how do you listen to all of the testimony and say, no, 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 nothing to see there? Kerry Lake won that race.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. It's What's On Your Mind. Happy New Year, almost. We had a great Christmas. Oh, man. Food coma. Chris, I'm still full. I swear, I'm still full. Or feeling
yeah,
the...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, feeling it. And is it me or as usually it was Thanksgiving turkey, and we'd always do a turkey at Christmas as well. Was always that Christmas dinner turkey. That seems to have rotated to prime rib. Everything I'm seeing everywhere was that everybody was doing prime rib on Christmas. So, like yourself, you did a prime rib too, didn't you?
I sure did, Kev. I sure did.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, where the 4 for $4 is happening every day. $4. $4. Personal pan pizza, a couple of homemade cookies, delish, and a 20-ounce pop. $4, four items every day. That is an inflation buster, my friend. If you're hungry today, though, the grab-and-go convenience with home cooking, 45th Street's got pulled pork over mac and cheese. Some would call that a possible hot dish. Yulin's got tacos. Glennon's got the tater tot hot dish today. NP Avenue, 205 NP, got Swedish meatballs as well as 12th Avenue. Serving up the meatloaf or taco hot dish on West Main Avenue. Harwood's got Swedish meatballs as well. Seems to be the entree of the day. And Valley City's got hot beef sandwich or their famous chicken pot pie. All home cooking. All grab-and-go convenience. There you go. PetroServeUSA.com. They are hiring, too. Looking for a little side hustle, maybe? Full-time and part-time? PetroServeUSA.com. Last segment of the program, 701-271-1100. Dial it up. Anything we need to know before we get out of here. Text 701-237-1590. Says here, text says, I heard that SDSU has been copying the Bison's program, and that's why they've been so successful at defeating the Bison. It's like the Bison playing the Bison for the championship. Every good program, I don't think that to become a great program, and not just a great team, not a great season, you know, not a great 10-year thing, but a program. Think Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Alabama, these Bison, NDSU, where they get a culture going of championship mindsets, where you play here, you're going to win. Okay, we're not here to go through the motions. We're not here to just, you know, everybody, we're here to win. And I think that SDSU truly, yes, whether they copied it from the Bison or from John Wooden and his, you know, championship mindset from way back in the day, great programs develop. And SDSU clearly is developing a great program. It's great to see. It's going to be a great game. I don't know, you're still saying, by the way, we did some checking. SDSU is up, favored by 3.5 right now in the latest line. Is that what you saw, Chris? Was 3.5?
Yeah, that's
plus 3.5.
Yeah, that's what I saw this morning. Is they're favored by 3.5? Yes.
I gotta say, well, they're the number one seed. I gotta say, they should come in with a favored, with a bit of the favoritism on the line. SDSU should, but the Bison find a way. The Bison are like the Vikings; they just stick around. There's 60 minutes to be played, and they play them. Another text in, though the street snow cleaners do a good job considering people don't get their cars off of the streets, it would be nice they would clean the streets up to the curbs. Maybe the police could ticket those not moving their cars. I believe they do in Fargo. If you're in a snow route and you're parked there and you shouldn't be, I know they impound it. I know West Fargo is going to be booting them now. Have you seen these boots? If you're not familiar with this part of the world, they use these a lot down south, all warm weather climates, they'll boot your car. And what that means in West Fargo now is if you're parked on a snow route, you're not supposed to be parked there for whatever reason. It's this big metal apparatus that bolts onto your front tire. And I had no idea. I was living in Southern California. I had like 6 parking tickets when I lived in Manhattan Beach. And they just went in the glove box. I didn't pay them, whatever. I come out to go to work, and I'm late anyway that morning. I come out to go to work, and I got to drive into Hollywood. And there's this boot on this thing on my car, and I didn't see it. So I get in my little Honda Accord at the time. I start it up, and I go, and it goes about 6 inches and goes up on this huge metal thing they put on your wheel. And I hear, obviously I'm not going anywhere. I'm amazed I didn't tear the wheel apart. But there's no getting that off. And you want to talk about motivation to pay your parking tickets? Right there. So the boots are coming. I know they're coming to West Fargo, and you could find, and then you don't pay your parking ticket. You don't pay, you don't go. That's the way that works. So thanks for the text. A lot of good ones. We all caught up on emails. Oh, got another email about a lawsuit. Hey, Kevin, did you see this? It's a forward from an attorney. Oh, the ACLJ. Okay. The astonishing level of President Biden's brazen corruption and lawlessness is crippling the Constitution. Breaking. Today we are filing a massive lawsuit to defeat him. Biden's DOJ and the FBI raided and arrested pro-lifers at gunpoint in front of their families carrying out abortion industry's vendetta. His FBI had Hunter Biden's story unlawfully spied on Americans suppressed. He willfully violates federal law to give away your tax dollars to terrorists. This must end. They said they are taking legal action. Today we're filing a new lawsuit. Their 13th, this is Jay Sekulow, 13th lawsuit against this administration. And it has a lot to do around the omnibus. Good for Jay Sekulow. Love that guy. Thanks for the link, too, to the story. All right, that'll wrap it up for us. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it again, What's on Your Mind. Scotty's off all week, so join us. We'll chat tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.